All righty. Well, let's take our Bibles, if you will, please, and we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. This is a very simple message. And actually, I guess it's only been to recent years I would think that you even have to preach this message. The foundation of this message, the reason it's needed to be preached, is basically because man has forgotten that God is God. The Lord, He is God. There is none other. And even as simple and as homespun as who is dad and who is mom comes into play these days. Some families claim they have two dads or two moms. Some claim they had a dad but used to be a mom. Decided to want to be a dad. And so they've made that decision. I saw one place where mom decided she wanted to be dad and dad decided he wanted to be mom, so they switched. I've seen more instances of that than you might believe. I am not a Maserati. I wasn't created to be a Maserati. I like Maseratis. They seem to have fun in life. But I'm not a Maserati. I can claim to be all kinds of things, but I'm not just because I claim to be. Again, I'm not trying to be man. I told the guys yesterday at the breakfast, this is really not so much in opposition of LGBTQ. You've heard way so much of that. But the problem is, in the midst of all this, it's like we have decided that men aren't supposed to be men anymore. Because, see, you know, when you're on top, you're the target. And so the men are supposed to be the head of the household. So the problem is, we start shooting at whatever's on top. And we've decided we want to be in charge, and so now all of a sudden the father doesn't get to be in charge. We've got to figure out why he's bad, why everything he does is bad, why shouldn't it be. The problem is, this is God's design. It's not that the design for him to be on the head of the household or the head of the family is bad. It's because we're not working the design that God gave us. We try to feminize way too much. I mean, are some guys just kind of gross because they get a rise out of you? Yeah, you know that. And maybe some of that should be kind of smoothed up, you know. But he's still a man. You know, I remember when I was a kid, that mom was always around for, by the way, hi mom, she's watching online. My mom very seldom would she be away during mealtime. But every once in a while, she'd be away at mealtime. I remember maybe one, two, or three times in my entire life when she was gone and dad was going to make dinner. You know what that meant? Fried egg sandwiches. Yeah. And lots of butter. Lots of salt and pepper, and peanut butter fudge for dessert, which consisted of confectionery sugar and peanut butter. You just mix it all together, and you all just put your finger in there and let her go. It was a great time. But I knew when mom come back, she was gonna make us eat something that's good for us, and I would feel better. But it was fun while it lasted. You know, you ask a man to do a woman's thing, he's going to do it in a man's way. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
My wife's mom bought a new car. She said, "What kind did you get? Did you get red?" Yeah. I don't know. It goes. I could understand it, and so it goes. That's what I want. You know, whatever happens, a man's going to do things the way a man does it. And a woman's going to do things the way a woman does it. I was walking down the hallway here this morning, and in between services, and a couple ladies came walking down the hallway, and they were sashaying their dresses and their skirts. And these are not little girls either. They're old enough to have kids and grandkids, I think. But they were sashaying, and they were giggling, having a good time, sashaying their skirts back and forth, just kind of being having fun. I don't know when the last time I saw a man do that. You know, we don't even think that way. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to. In fact, if a woman was looking for a man and she saw him coming down the hallway, well, mark him off. You know what I'm saying? This is not the way it's supposed to go. I remember as a kid remembering that, just understanding that dad and mom were different. They weren't the same. They weren't supposed to be the same. They didn't do things the same way. I remember sitting on my dad's lap in church. I think it was one of the reasons why I liked church. It wasn't the only reason, one of the reasons I liked church, because I could sit in his lap. And I wasn't listening. It was going whoosh over my head. I don't think Dad was listening either. But anyway, he would kind of crack my fingers. You know, he'd sit there and, you know, how guys do. You don't kiss your son. You smack him around. You know what I mean? Oh, thank Dad. Love you too. You know, but really, I mean, you know what I mean? It's kind of a manly thing, and I remember his hands. His fingers were twice as wide as mine. Not because he was fat; they were that muscular. The thousands and thousands of pounds of coal that he had hand loaded in the truck to sell, so somebody else could have heat. They were calloused. They were rough. And sometimes he could just kind of take his hands and go, it's almost like sandpaper. He would just do it just to be funny. Of course, I always do this. I was sitting there and I'd ruffle his beard the wrong direction, you know. He didn't have a beard, but, you know, he looked like Fred Flintstone, always had a 5 o'clock shadow. Remember those, you know, when it was, you know, always had a 5, that was my dad. And he had a heavy beard. And then he'd do that, and he was sitting there, and then he'd do it to me, and it would be just as rough because it was coming off of his hands. He had a different smell. I was talking to our kids. I mean, I was saying something to Nathan. I mentioned this morning, and Nathan, you did. And our daughters have all said, Nathan has said that too. His hands were not just heavy and calloused and rough. They had grease embedded in them from working on those old trucks to keep them on the road. It wasn't clean unless you washed it in gasoline. You know what I mean? You could tell when my dad was in town, but in the house, because you could smell the old grease and the oil. It smelled just like the shop. And that was okay, because that was dad. Little kids, my grandkids talked about getting up in him in his lap and, you know, and smelling that smell that only Pop had. He smells like the shop. My mom wasn't like that. You know? In fact, tell you the truth, she wears some kind of cream or something on there. And I've walked into the bathroom there at the house where she's staying with us. And it smells like mom. Not a bit like the grease monkey my dad was. I hate to say it, sometimes my dad, he'd work so hard to get the grease out of his hair. And sometimes his pillow would still have a shadow on it. You know, because he'd been under the trucks all day. I want to read a piece of scripture for you. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken her, had, I'm sorry, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Now God made the woman at a different time and a different way than he created man. The woman is something distinctly different than a man. Listen. God had a different purpose for the woman than he did for men. If he needed the same thing, then he wouldn't have made a woman, he would have made another man. God's design does not work with two men. It is a man and a woman, a male and a female. We'll talk about that in a minute here, but we're out here. I think sometimes sin blinds us. Well, the Bible says it blinds us. We cannot see the truth. We've confessed ourselves to be wise, but our wicked hearts are darkened. And all of a sudden we start believing a lie. We start believing this crazy stuff. You know, listen, this whole society, this whole creation of God basically falls apart if you go away from the first design, a real major design here, and that is man and woman. Rest of the culture, rest of society, rest of creation falls apart. In Genesis 2:18, just right there, just ahead of where you were, the Lord God said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." Now, if the woman was the same as a man, there would have been no need to make another person. Don't need to make another man. And if woman was no different than a man, then God would not have solved anything by making another creature, which was essentially the same thing. If men and women were interchangeable or one could simply be swapped out for the other, then there wasn't a special creation for the woman. The different times and the purpose of the creation of men and women, or man and woman, implies special design. We just don't think these things through. We don't understand the ramifications down a few years. You realize that the whole world, we just say, okay, there is no such thing as man and woman. We're just all the same. You don't get married, you don't have physical relationships, you're all the same. We would last as long until the babies in the nursery died. And society and creation's over. There's still life. Number two, in God's design, God made them male and female. You cannot change that. There's not intermediate stages. There's not shims that you stick in between there somewhere. If you're a mechanic, you know what a shim is. Matthew 19:4. Now, this I'm not trying to be boast. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm saying we've got to think this thing through. Matthew 19:4. Jesus answered the Pharisees, and he said to them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? See, this was all settled in his word a long time ago. And you know what? That's the problem we have. Jesus could stand up in front of the whole world right now and say, have you not read? We've walked away from the Bible. We're such biblically illiterate that we don't even have that in our mind to remind us, even though it's so obvious, that when he created, he made a man and woman. That's the way it works. Frankly, I like it. But that's the way it works. Mark 10, 6 says, But from the beginning of the creation of God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. And what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. The man and the woman need to cling to one another because it's going to take both of them together to face the challenges of this world. That's the way God has designed it. This was the design from the very beginning. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. A man and a woman is not the same thing, and so it takes both of them together to overcome the challenges of this world. Now watch me. God made some males. And I know most of you have heard me say this, but that word male means to lift the load, to carry the burden, to take care of the cows, go to war, build a home, do the strenuous stuff. And you know what? He even made them physically to do that. This thing with transgenders, a transgender woman in women's sports and stuff, just proves it all the more. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big sports person, but I never realized there was that much difference. I never watched and made record of all this. I didn't realize that one of the low men on the totem pole could go into a woman's sports and basically just kind of take all the records. Now, that doesn't mean that women are inferior to men. It means they're different. This is going to sound terribly politically incorrect. I have no problem. I would rather see the ladies stay home, and you're just trying to suppress them. I'm trying to protect them. But I'd rather them stay home from war if they could. But you know what? There's some things that ladies can do that men just can't do. They just do it better. I mean, men can do it if they really try hard. They could probably keep the books, probably keep the office running. But a woman just, it's kind of the thing, get out of my way, got it settled, all right. Well, I know how to do it, just let me do it. It's almost like it's instinctive. But when the truck breaks down along the road, though there are some women who can fix it, it's almost like it's instinctive to most men. There it is. What do you mean there it is? Right there. Didn't you see it? I don't know. Just a bunch of wires and tubes. We are not made to do the same thing. We're not made. Males are supposed to be lifting the load. He says, So the Lord, and at the very beginning, God made lifters. Okay? And then a female. The word is nurture. I don't want to be indiscreet, but it basically comes from a word from a female anatomy. When she snuggles her baby to her chest. That's basically what it's talking about. And you know what a man does? Get rid of this kid. Basically. All right? We're just not made the same way. He's not going to die. Why haven't you changed his diaper? Well, you were coming. Why hasn't he eaten? He'll get hungry enough. He'll eventually want something. And you know what? This is the funniest thing. But even from the very beginning, it seems like most babies, even when they're first born, when they get hungry, they go to mama. Have you ever noticed that? They don't go to dad. No, we don't think about it because it's obvious that's what they got to do. How do they know? How do they know? You go out in the farm, a brood of pigs. I don't know. But somehow they turn right around and they know exactly where they're going. And the fat old hog is sitting over there. They didn't touch him. He ain't got what they want. How do they know? It was God's design. And you start messing with God's design, and we're going to mess things up. So God designed man to be a man. Don't change it. God saw that it was good for man not to be alone and that all the other animals had a mate. So God made a woman to be with a man. But he made a woman to be a woman. You can have a man who likes to cook. Now, hang on. We said, what about that? Well, just because you've got a man who likes to cook doesn't mean he's a woman. Just because you've got a lady who likes to turn nuts and bolts on a car with a wrench doesn't mean she's a man. You know what? If a man cooks, you know how he's going to cook? Like a man. You say, what? It's just different. He cooks like a man. A woman's going to do mechanical things, whatever it is. Doesn't mean she can't do it. She has done it, she'll be very good. But she's going to do it like a woman. She's going to look at things a little differently. She's just going to go about it in a different way. You can have a woman who likes to hunt and fish, but that does not make her a man. When I first came here, we had a family come in here, and I think she had three boys, and I went out to visit them, and walked in the door, and she started showing me all the pelts and skins and things that she had trapped. I got a state prize for this one down to York Fair, and got this one here, and she was talking about all these things that she had done. Wow, that's something. That's really great. And inside my mind, I'm thinking, that's gross. You skinned all those animals, and here they are with all these dead animals hanging all over the place. That's not who I am. Of course, you guys are. That's your trophies. You like that kind of stuff. And that's fine. And I'm glad you do, because I like to eat. But she was doing it. Didn't make sense to me. But she did. That's all right. You got these ladies over here in Lancaster, and they're working out in the field in their dresses. You ask them whether they are a woman or a man. They know. Sometimes you got to work harder than other times. And in fact, if you question why they were out in the field because that's men's work, they say, "Well, not around here. It's men's work. It's everybody's work." If God made you a man, then that is what God wants you to be, guys. He made you a man. Now, you know, I always got to put the other you know, clarification. Don't be a jerk. I mean, a man to the nth degree can get pretty much a jerk. You know that. We let our sin come in the middle of all that. But don't let your wife or your girlfriend or their friends or whatever try to make you into something you're not. But I kind of like it. The songs we sang this morning here says the Lord is still God. Now, just because I might like booze doesn't mean that I can start drinking and God won't care. Just because I think this woman is a nice gal, but I've kind of had some bad experiences with the thoughts of settling down, and so we're just going to shack up. But it's just me and just between us. Well, see, God doesn't like that. Because he knows what it's going to do to you down the road, what is going to hurt things down the road. It's going to complicate things. He doesn't want you doing that. Does he still love you? Absolutely. We love you. We're glad you're here if you're in that circumstance. But just because we decided we can doesn't mean it's right to do it. And you say, well, this is who I am. Not if God says. See, the Bible says you're not. Now think about that. You're saying, I was born looking like a man, but I really want to be a woman. And so I guess I'm going to be a woman because that's who I really am. You're saying that's who you really are because you think that's who you really are. You say, well, this is my life. No, it isn't. God, by His mercy, gives you breath to breathe every morning. The only reason you're alive is because He hasn't snuffed you out yet. And that goes for all of us. I know this sounds mean, but He allows us to live. He allowed me to have enough breath to get up this morning. I don't deserve to live. I should be in hell this morning. By His grace, I'm not. So just because you say, well, I feel like I enjoy being a girl. Well, that's fine. You think it's true. But the fact is, you're telling God He doesn't know what He's talking about. You're telling God He's wrong. He says, I made you a man who happens to like children in a good way. And you don't have to say anything about that either, you know, but in a good way. And maybe he's going to end up being an elementary school principal someplace. It's going to be that father figure for that age group where most men wouldn't be able to stand being with that age group all day long. I told my wife, we start having kids. I said, you have until about 4 or 5, then introduce me. I just don't want to be around little kids. But you know what I found out? They're not bad. They're very deceitful. They're very deceitful. You know, listen, you throw them in the air and they laugh, ha, 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 and they get that belly there going, ha, ha, and they throw up on you. There's too much stuff oozing out everywhere. Get them potty trained and then come back and see me. But you know what? There are ladies that, did you poop in your diaper? You come over to me, I'll take care of you. What spaceship did they get off on? I mean, think about it. It's almost like they're waiting for them to mess their pants because I can cuddle with them a little bit and kind of play with them, you know? You know what I mean? It's just, I just don't understand this stuff. I gotta move on here. Don't try to feminize your husband, ladies. You know, we have a way of almost, men will say no, but for some reason we're just little boys that need a mommy. And wives, you got an influence on us, and we might fight you, but inside you're working on us. We start feeling guilty. And so we want to, you know, do this, do that, you know. Watch. I've heard ladies say, I just wish my husband would take me shopping. Or he'd go out, he'd go with me to the flower show. Or, you know, he would go down here to, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't go, guys. I'm not saying that. But you go to the flower show, and you say, you know what he was looking at? The new lawnmowers. the new landscaping ideas. That's what he was looking at. And we had hydrangeas over here, and I don't get it. Are these beautiful flowers? Aren't they just the greatest little thing? Yeah. Did you see what they had underneath there? I think I could build one of those. Yeah, I think I could. I could probably. And you say, why is that? Why doesn't he think like I think? Because he's a man. And that's not bad. Did I tell you about when my mom and dad are out? Yeah, I can't remember. I told the earth service or you. I told somebody. When my mom went out, would go out of town. She'd be out. Okay, all right, okay. Again, that's a man's breakfast. Eggs, fried egg sandwiches. That was going to make breakfast. We're going to make a meal. We're going to have fried egg sandwiches for dinner. Lots of butter and lots of salt and pepper, you know, and peanut butter for dessert. That's great stuff. But don't try. Listen, you say, well, I wish I could take him shopping. And you want him to go in there for some reason. And the fact is, if you saw some other man do it, you would be embarrassed. But somehow you kind of want your husband to go in there and say, well, this is rather delightful. In fact, you know what? It's got your eye color in there. Yes, it does. Yeah. It goes real nice with you. Yeah. I like the way the neckline lays and the hemline's not too high, not too low. It's just real nice, and it cuts you right at the waist. What? Yeah. What happened to my husband? Listen, you want your husband to go out with you shopping? Let him hold your purse. He didn't like that either. But sit on a nice sofa chair, do your thing, and then take him out to Longhorn for a treat. You know what I'm saying? You might get him out. But don't start at 10 o'clock in the morning and then wait till 9 o'clock to get the Longhorns. That's not going to work. I remember my dad, he was a car collector. And mom was not a car collector. But what he would love for her to be was just to be there. They do a car show. He just wanted her to put her arm in his and look at the cars and say, yours is better than that one. That's all, you know. He's just a typical man. Well, you're right there. I bet you're going to get first. And he usually did. But anyway, he wanted her up in the shop, Sandin. That wasn't going to happen. Not once the babies came along. Why don't you enjoy doing this? Remember, he said, why don't you enjoy being up there with me doing this? He said, Sterling, I got stuff at the house to do. Well, you know who cares about that. We go to a family reunion, and she'll make a great big pot of green beans. She knows just how to make them dead. You cook them and cook them until there's nothing hardy there, and then with the ham and the potatoes in there, and and he said, why are you wasting your time on those old green beans? Nobody's going to eat those things. And she come home with an empty pot every time. But the ladies, we ate them all. Eating like those green beans. Don't try to turn your wife into a man. Don't allow your wife or your friends or her girlfriends or whatever, or Disney or media, or change men into a woman. We're so mixed up. To live in any other way other than the way the Lord designed us is to say the Lord and the creator of the universe messed up, and we've got a better plan. You may not like where you are. You say, well, it depresses me. It only depresses you because you're not willing to accept what God made you. Well, I don't think he made... Listen, you do whatever you want in your heart, but we all know, at least I... Well, you know what God made you. You and the doctor or mama, they all know what God made you to be. If the Lord made you a man, then the Lord needs you as a man. If He made you a woman, He needs you as a woman. So why do we have this going on? Well, the devil hates God. And the devil wants to avoid any glory coming to the Lord. Glory really is exposing who we are, just so you know. So everything you expose of God is good, brings Him glory. And our lives are to bring praise and glory to God. That's why we were created. And one of the greatest creations was to give life to a creation that gives life. Man and woman are God's greatest expression of God's power and might. We create life. The devil wants to destroy man's ability to express God's glory. And the devil's going to do whatever he needs to do to stop the glory from shining. So the devil pushes whatever he can to stop the Lord's design. But see, men need to be men in order for the Lord's creation to work. If men stop being men and women stop being women, life stops, and thus God's creation fails, and thus God loses the glory. You know, one of the first efforts to try to change man was in the Garden of Eden. Now, she had been given the perfect man, fresh off the assembly line. I mean, you couldn't get any better than that. He couldn't even cheat with the woman next door. And yet this salesman shows up and said, "I got a better deal for you. And you will enjoy your husband more if you will just take of this little thing here." And besides, it was good to look at. Good to the eyes, and good, you know, it was good for food and good to make one wise. In fact, it'll make you like unto God. Well, she said, well, the Lord said we're not supposed to eat of that tree. Oh, well, the Lord said that. Yeah, I know. But He knows what it will be. It's going to make you like God, deciding what's good and evil. You'll get to decide what's true. Oh. That didn't seem fair. Adam, come over here. He said, "What are you doing over here?" He said, "We're not supposed to." Listen here a second. He says it's good for us to make one wise. This might be able to help you. In fact, take two. They're small. And you know what he did? The Bible says he was not deceived. That's what it says. He was not deceived. So what does that mean? Listen to his wife. In fact, God came back and said, "Thou hast sinned, for thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife." Well, she told me I'd be a better person if I just went ahead and did this. Is that what God said? No. Well, God hasn't put out an addendum or a retraction. It has not changed. You know what Adam should have been? A man. He says, "Dear, put that thing down. Lord God said we don't do this. And the day we do, thou shalt surely die." Now God, when was the last time God lied to us? That's right, never. And we're not going to start listening to a liar here now. If he disagrees with God, then I don't need anything about it. He must be a liar. Adir, put that away. Put it down. Get rid of it. And let's get out of here. He didn't have to pull her by the hair and drag her out. But he needed to take the stand in his family and said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Be a man." Men don't acquiesce to the world. Don't acquiesce to the pressures of what this world is trying to make men into. It is not out of date to be a man. Stand tall, stand true. You got to pick your teeth with your penknife, then pick your teeth with your penknife. Do what you got to do. You weren't there, you weren't made to do the niceties. God brought somebody else along. And they're the ones that know how to do it. Some more than others. You know there's always there's some back and forth there, but God made you. So take it. I got to be done. Message. I didn't give the title of the message, did I? If God made you a man, then be a man. If God made you a man, then be a man. I'm not saying throw out God's word. I'm not throwing out God's truth. I'm throwing out being a Christian man. I'm saying, but be a man. Be strong and of a good courage. And you observe to do all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know what? People change all this. And now we don't know what to make of them. But if we decide not to hire them, it's our fault. Why is that? Well, the guy doesn't even know whether he's a man or a woman. Supreme Court justice doesn't know what a woman is. It can't define what a woman is. Ooh. I know. Ask me. I can do this one. You know what? Somehow I could do that even when I was a little kid and I didn't know what was underneath their clothes. I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to know yet. But I could tell which one was a man, which one was a woman. And that pleases our Lord because it brings him glory.